The literature of the 19th century was dominated by British English connoisseurs. Unlike ever before, literature flourished in the 19th century. Britain as English writers produced historical novels that became precedents for the future of the literary world. Unlike their predecessors, the famed novelists, writers, and authors of 19th century Britain rose out of the ordinary and challenged class system, gave real insight into the deplorable state of the working class, gave views or first states of feminist literature, and create some unforgettable characters that have immortalized British literature and the literary. 19th century literature, it is known as a Victorian literature because it was produced in England during the reign of Victoria. It is a cultural stage in the history of England and Europe. It had a scope from romanticism and literally represents a change of style in a realistic sense. The literature of the 19th century groups to set of aesthetics, theories, and work published during this period and can be divided into three main stages: romanticism, realism, and secular literature that connects with the literature of the 20th century. Relevant authors of the 19th century: Charles Dickens, Elizabeth Gaskell, Thomas Hardy, and Christina Rossetti.
Charles Dickens, the first novelist of the Victorian era, has portrayed in his works the way people lived at that time, optimist, exuberant with disgust and despair, the social sense, the cultural essence produced by the clash with that reality we call life, and the fruits of the effort made by the English of the 19th century. Charles Dickens was the novelist who indicted with singular critical efficiency the cracks and flaws in the seemingly compact edifice of Victorian society. William Makepeace Thackeray, thanks to the novels he began to write in 1840, he had become Charles Dickens' main competitor and rival, also because they were separated by different conceptions of the novel. They admired each other and did not consider themselves competitors. But Thackeray didn't always write under his official name. He used pseudonyms such as Charles James Jellow, Michael Angelo, The Fat Flowers, and or even George Savage. He cultivated the travel book genre twice. He ran unsuccessfully for Parliament in 1857 and fell out with Dickens over the so-called Garry Club affair. He edited the Corning magazine, where he published two short novels, The Widower Lovely, The Adventures of Philip. In 1862, he stepped down as editor so that he would no longer have to project manuscripts, although he continued to write the magazines. Dickens and Thackeray were both humorists, sentimentalists, farmers, and of the same social class, the middle class, but Thackeray's humor leaned towards wit games, Dickens towards farce. Thackeray's sentimentality was controlled by his cynicism, while Dickens overflowed. Thackeray used irony against bad things, but Dickens was horrified from shooting at them. Thackeray included people he knew in his books, but Dickens discovered Cockney.
Thackeray is considered the second best novelist of the Victorian era after Charles Dickens. But nowadays, he is less known than Dickens, and usually his most widely read work is The Vanity Fair, which he defended as a novel without a hero. Thackeray's works are characterized by their deep knowledge of the human heart and by the certainty with which his characters are drawn, without excess or virtue or vice, and as they are his ordinary life, so they are more relevant in terms of description and custom than those of Dickens. In Thackeray's own time, some critics, such as Anthony Trollope, forget that Henry Esmond was his best work, perhaps because it expressed Victorian era values such as responsibility and being a good work, values that will be included in later works. One reason the works that develop Victorian values are not as popular today, perhaps, is because they did not include anything new, as did instead The Vanity Fair, which stares the same values. Thackeray considered himself a writer in the realistic tradition, not the sentimentality and exaggeration that characterized Charles Dickens. Some critics have accepted this own definition, but others argue Thackeray used narrative technique characteristics of the 18th century, such as digression or invoking the reader, so he cannot be defined as strictly realist. And consequently, Henry James did not want to follow Thackeray because he preferred to maintain realism throughout the work.
In the early 20th century, literary modernism developed in the English-speaking world due to a general sense of disillusionment with attitudes of certain conservatives. An important influential lyric poet in literature was Thomas Hardy. He was in transition between the Victorian era and the 20th century, and an important novelist of the late 19th century. Modernism was becoming a literary movement, and in the first decades of the 20th century, poets Rupert Brooke, Walter Delamere, and John Mayfield maintained a conservative approach to poetry by combining romanticism, sentimentality, and hedonism. 20th century literature in England is present by literary texts produced in the United Kingdom and its former colonies in the 20th century. Some important authors are Lord Byron, Pierrot, Bessie Shelley, William Butler, Joseph Conrad, and Virginia Woolf.
And finally, we conclude Victorian literature is characterized by an evolution from Romanticism towards a realism typical of a society that is becoming industrialist and is beginning to glimpse the potential of science and reason. In the past, Romanticism was a way of life in which imagination was used more than reason. It's known as Victorian literature because it was produced in England during the reign of Victoria. It's a cultural stage in the history of England and Europe.
Also, the literature of that time was based on the express of what was the replace of reality in the investigate. The experience that happening from existing themes in the life of that time. That's it.